This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Friday, August 28th. Let's start with the sky, because that's where our eyes need to be this morning. The National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Dolly, currently packing sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Dolly sits about 1,437 miles from San Juan, moving west at 24 miles per hour. That's a long way off, folks, but distance can close fast with a storm, so keep the National Hurricane Center's updates in your rotation today. We won't guess where Dolly goes, that's their job, not ours. We'll just keep watching together. Now, let's talk water, because Caraíso has been busy. The reservoir dropped 6 centimeters to 37.20 meters. That puts it 0.20 meters above the control line, with about 3.3 days of cushion at the current pace. And in the following read, it fell again 4 more centimeters, landing at 37.26 meters, 0.26 above the line, roughly 6.5 days at this rate. Numbers like these are why the folks who manage our water keep such a close watch. And honestly, so should we. Here's a story that deserves a gentler hand this morning. Documents show that former Education Secretary Yanida Raíces Vega has been trying to obtain her teaching certifications since 1999. Think about that. More than 2 decades of paperwork, patience, and persistence. It's the kind of story that reminds you bureaucracy can wear down even the people meant to lead our schools. Over in corrections, there's a note of hope. The new corrections secretary has laid out a plan focused on rebuilding trust, specifically by strengthening the bonds between inmates and their families. Trust doesn't rebuild overnight, but naming family connection as the starting point? That's a meaningful place to begin. Okay, let's lighten things up, because Puerto Rico's creative spirit is showing off today. Claudia Ramos Zuria, publicist, entrepreneur, and manager of the Gigantes de Carolina women's basketball team, is now an author too. She's written a children's story, and honestly, is there anything this woman can't do? Court to page, and she's making it look easy. And if you need an excuse to laugh out loud soon, mark your calendar. Teatro Breve is bringing Jajapalooza Volume 1 to Teatro Tapia in Old San Juan on September 11th. It's a comedy night with heart. Proceeds support Escuela Montessori, San Cristobal. Laughter for a good cause? Sign me up. That's your 787 Daily for this Friday. Stay weather aware, stay curious, and go read every one of today's stories in full at 787daily.com. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for today, El Yunque is the only tropical rainforest in the entire U.S. National Forest System. One of a kind, just like this island.